The U.S. sends its F-22 stealth fighter jets to join drills with South Korea amid escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula. American officials say the jets are deployed to Osan Air Base as part of Washington's commitment to defend Seoul. In the face of military threats by North Korea, tensions have been high in the recent months since North launched a nuclear weapons test in February. The U.S. and its allies pushed for more sanctions on Pyongyang after the test. Washington and Seoul also ratcheted up their military cooperation by launching fresh joint military drills. The move drew a harsh response by North Korean leaders who call it provocative. In the latest such measures by the U.S., American nuclear-capable B-2 bombers flew on the Korean Peninsula, after which Pyongyang put the country in a state of war. Joining us now to discuss this further is Bill Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review via Skype from Leesburg. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. Now, after the B-2 bombers from the U.S. flew over the Korean Peninsula, Pyongyang put the country in a state of war. You think America would have gotten the message that its policies are not helping the situation in the region, and yet now we're seeing F-22 stealth fighters being deployed. What do you make of that?
Well, it seems clearly that there's a sort of game of chicken going on, and the question is who's going to back down? If that's the case, this could be a very serious development. Most people, of course, there are some people who are disregarding the statements by North Korea as just a bluster. I think they should be taken seriously. I think there is a serious situation on the Korean Peninsula now. Calmer voices are calling for a calmer position on this, calling on the parties to bring it down. This is both China as well as the new Pope has made such comments, and I think that's got to happen, because if it continues in this direction, it may certainly be the case that neither side will back down, and then we're in danger of a military conflict on the Korean Peninsula, which is going to upset the apple cart for the entire world.
Well, now, where does this lead to, though? A game of chicken does end up with one side backing off. Who do you think is going to back off here? Because North Korea seems quite determined in showing that any provocation from the U.S., from South Korea, is going to be met very seriously by North Korea.
Well, it can end up by one of the sides backing down or neither side backing down, and then you have a crash. And that's the worst possible scenario. I would hope that there are, together with the tough rhetoric, there are also channels behind the scenes who are trying to get both parties to at least back off a little bit, each of them. Chinese play a very important role in that respect with regard to the North Koreans. I hope also cooler heads prevail also within the United States. If it comes to a military conflict, I'm sure the U.S. has the upper hand here, but it would be a disaster for the entire world, would upset the world economy. The whole world economy could well plunge into a major depression as a result of this, and I think some people know this. So my hope is that behind the scenes, outside the rhetoric, there are measures being taken to have a calmer dialogue, because if not, I think it's going to end up very badly. Maybe neither side will back down.
Well, let's hope so indeed that cooler heads will prevail. But looking at the situation right now, and I've asked this before and I want your opinion on this as well, is this an unintended consequence of U.S. policies within the Korean Peninsula, or do you think the U.S. has got North Korea exactly where it wants?
I don't think anybody is really happy with the situation in North Korea, except perhaps for a few warmongers that are lurking in the side who would like to see the North Korean government overthrown and destabilized. But I think the general attitude is that in the Pentagon and elsewhere, there is a great deal of concern that this will lead to a conflict. I don't think they're happy with the situation as it now exists, but they certainly obviously feel that they have to react every time that there is a statement made by the new North Korean leader or some measure taken. They feel that they have to retaliate in kind. One of the problems, of course, is that there is really no communication between the North Korean leader and the United States, and that's something that he seemed at various times to want to have. If somebody would take the initiative to do that, and it could be somebody not in government but close to government, that might help to allay the situation. But I don't think anybody's really happy with what's going on there now, because I think they do feel that that we are approaching a possible conflict, and that would be destabilizing both for our allies, so-called, including South Korea, as well as for the Chinese. I think it would be a very, very dangerous situation. Anybody who isn't looking at it in that way is really looking at it blindly.
Okay, let's see how this pans out. Bill Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review. They're joining us via Skype from Leesburg. Many thanks indeed, Mr. Jones, for your comments here on Press TV.